On September 14th, Atco Records in America released an album produced by Phil Spector with Eric Clapton and some friends. It's called Derek and the Dominoes. On one track, Tell the Truth, George Harrison plays guitar. On September 25th, Ringo Starr releases his second LP on Apple Records, produced in Nashville, Tennessee, by legendary steel guitarist Pete Drake.
Well, I was trying to get it together over here, which is really silly, you know. And I was trying to fly in like 12 guys from Nashville and all that rubbish. And suddenly I was playing on George's album, and Pete Drake was there. I was talking to him about it, and he said, well, look here, son, why don't you come over to Nashville? And I'll get it together in a week. And I said, oh, come on, you can't do an album in a week. It's impossible. And he says, well, Dylan's only took 2 days. So I said, OK, you go back, fix it up, and I'll fly out. And I flew out about 10 days later. We did the album in 2 nights.
This one is a charming collection of barstool country material, some written especially for the occasion. All of Nashville's great and famous session men played on the tracks. Ringo, as we know, has always had a love for cowboys and country music, and here again a dream comes true. Here's Ringo with the title track.